For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. On a scale of 1 to 10, her English is decent. It's the one and only... Come on, you're a little impressed. Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing, Ian? Yes, I'm impressed.
Hope you're doing better than my Czech.
That was good. Deset, 10. Deset. Guys, John said 10 out of 10, so...
I'm not gonna lie. I used Google Translate. Then I pressed the little speaker so I could hear how to pronounce it. And then when you were in the bathroom, I ran to Alexa and I asked her. I wanted to double check.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to check my work and I asked her how to pronounce it. And Google and Alexa kind of said different things. Google said, like, deset.
Uh-huh.
And then Alexa said, desa.
It's deset.
Deset. So both were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. As they tend to be.
Like the English-speaking robots that they are.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder, so do you have Alexa in Czech?
I don't think so. I don't think Amazon. Well, we don't have...
It'd be Alexi, probably.
No, it would be Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Not Alexa. But... I think
it would be Alexa then, because all female names in Czech end in A.
But that doesn't exist. We have Alexandra.
Oh.
The short is Alex.
Got it.
But I was going to say something. We don't have really Amazon in Czech. There is no Czech True. Amazon. They're building or built a huge warehouse, but it's not active in Czech. So if you want to order from Amazon, you have to go to the German Amazon.
And then how does it get to Czech?
They have some deals with the borders because freaking Czech taxes everything.
Yeah.
So there is a way to do it. My dad uses the German one, but there is no Czech Amazon.
So it's not an Amazon truck driving up. It'll ship through FedEx or whatever.
Correct. So there is no Czech Alexa.
Got it. Well, that was my question is, does it speak fluent Czech?
I doubt it.
Yeah, you got to be able to change the language.
Yeah, but I don't think Czech is one of the selected.
Probably not.
I think it only speaks the languages of the countries Amazon is active in. That would make sense.
That makes sense. Anyway, all right. Well, you're killing it with your English, Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to let you know. And if you ever feel bad, well, just listen to Manuel.
Nice.
His English is so bad that... How bad is it, you say?
Manuel English is so bad.
No, you go, how bad is it?
Oh, how bad is it?
Well, first let me set you up. Manuel's English is so bad.
How bad is it?
that he answered Sean's question on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is your English? He answered it in Spanish. He said uno. That's how bad it is.
Well, his English is not existing. And first I was like, all right, yes, I don't like Manuel, but let's not give him a lot of shit. But then Ashley mentioned that he's been here for a year.
It's a long time.
That's bad.
Año.
Thais could barely speak English when she got here, and she speaks pretty well now. She can have a conversation.
It's an interesting parallel because Patrick speaks fluent Portuguese, and so he could give... Thais the out. Oh, hey, you don't need to speak English. We can speak Portuguese. So similar to Ashley Manuel. But no, he was like, you're going to live here. You should speak English.
But there is also a difference that Thais said, I wanted to learn.
Oh, it's
a
huge difference.
I think if you want to, if you choose to do something without anyone pushing you, it's easier to do it than if everyone telling you, oh, you need to do it.
So what's my excuse? Because I do want to learn Czech.
I don't know.
We're busy. I think that's it.
But you need to learn Czech.
I know. We definitely It's definitely on the to-do list.
Especially because you're very capable of it.
So capable.
You remember, you can pronounce it pretty decently.
Honestly, that's what I think my issue was. And you guys have heard the story multiple times. But the first time we went to check, I was like, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to come in and I'm going to impress everyone with my command of the Czech language. Because how many Americans do they know that speak Czech?
Not that many.
The answer was zero. And so I went in there and I was, Ahoj, jak se máš, hrad, velký hrad, the pivo. And they were very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, look at how impressed they are. What more do I need to learn?
Oh.
If the first time I went, they were like, not bad, but you have a lot of work to do, I might have buckled down and learned a little bit more. But they were over the moon with what I knew. So I felt like I'm good.
Well, no one's going to tell you, oh, good job, but you need to learn more, because they were impressed. But you need to learn more. My mom's trying to learn Czech. Czech. My mom's trying to learn English.
Yeah.
She started using Duolingo and told me she's learning some interesting sentences, which now I'm questioning Duolingo, because she told me that she learned today how to say four snakes went out for an ice cream or something like this. Why do you need to know that?
I don't think
that's true. Why do snakes need to eat an ice cream?
I don't think that's true. Or maybe the Czech to English is a little wonky. Because when I took the English to Czech Duolingo, there was no such. There was weird things like, oh, drive the car to the, like, not even weird things, but things you just would never put together except to learn those words. Like, oh, drive the small car to the big old city. And it's like, uh-huh.
Well, that makes more sense than four snakes went out for an ice cream.
Yeah.
Why would four snakes do that?
All right, it's too many snakes.
Too many snakes.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, we digress.
We do, but you gotta get... Guys, John is declaring that he's going to get back on Duolingo. Can you declare?
No, I don't...
Declare.
No,
declare like Michael Scott declared bankruptcy.
You know how close we came to getting a dog? Because all of our friends called in and were like, get her a dog. You owe her a dog. She needs a dog. We were at the Humane Society. So if I say I'm going to declare that I'm going to learn Czech...
Then you have to.
My inbox will be flooded.
But it's good.
I can do it on my own.
We talked about the dog. We're putting a brakes on it because we have a lot going on. So I'm okay with that. But you need to learn Czech.
All right.
Declare. Well,
As you said, I need to want to do it myself. Other people.
But you do.
And I do. So I don't need other people pressuring me into learning it.
Can you declare it off the air?
We'll discuss.
Okay.
We'll discuss. All right, guys. Woo. We're in uncharted territories. Here. We are part four of a tell-all. This is uncharted territories. I don't know where we are, where we're going. We've had three parts before.
Yes.
We've never gone four. It's like four snakes. It's too many parts, I think.
Four, and it's not even over. But what's interesting is that this is not the last part of the tell-all. However, it's the last part of the actual tell-all in the studio.
Yeah.
The part five will be just in the house.
I have a hard time believing they're going to do two full hours in a house.
Oh, yeah.
To this point, they've done 30 minutes in
a house.
Not
that much, yeah. But I feel like the last day, things are going to go down.
Maybe. Anyways, looking forward to it. But we've got a week to wait until then. So we'll get into this. Before we do, real quick, a little business. You guys know we're on Patreon and Supercast. We're over there talking about 90 Day the Other Way. What a season it is.
What a season.
We've got thoughts about that season, about all those couples. We were introduced to a new couple recently. So if you want to hear our thoughts, get on the Patreon, get on the Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. It's ad-free over there. We throw bonuses. If you're on the Family Affair level, you get video of the podcast. It's a good time. So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. The reason we love that you guys follow us over there is because we can chat with you.
Yes.
That's the direct line. If you're not on the Patreon, because Patreon's got messaging and a cool chat feature, if you're not on that, message us on Instagram.
Do it.
Share your thoughts. Let us know how you're feeling about the season. Anything, really.
We love that.
We love to chat. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the drama between the ladies at the end, because that was unexpected. I didn't know that so many people dislike Lauren, but she made some sassy comments. It was like, oh, I got a half-ass hack. Thank you. Another half-ass hack. I was be like, well, don't give me any hug.
Yeah. We don't watch Pillow Talk, so I feel like there was some tension brewing on Pillow Talk.
This was interesting. This was an interesting ending.
All right, steamy ending. Hot ending. Smash like it's as hot as that beef. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, we ask every week because we love it so much when you do leave a review. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Do you have any?
I sure do, Theresa.
Let's hear it. We love reviews.
We do. And we love this one. This one from our friend Jalen and Went.
Hello, Jalen.
Definitely butchering that. Jalen and Went. I don't know.
I like it.
Sure. 5 stars. Titled, Love This. They write, I enjoy this 90-day recap and especially all the great news at the beginning. Oh, hello. Ooh. About castmates and future shows. You bet you do, Jalen and Went. They have great chemistry. And of course, who wouldn't love Teresa's accent?
Ooh, that's a beautiful review. One of my faves.
And insights into European culture and their take on their own journey as a couple from different countries. Yeah, 5 stars.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much, Jalen.
Yeah, I don't think you're pronouncing it right either.
Well, I'm trying to mimic you. I don't have the review in front of me. You're the one reading it, so.
Here's Jalinannwent.
I've never been part of a spelling bee, so .
Use it in a sentence. Jalen and Went left us a beautiful review.
Beautiful. Beautiful review. Thank you so much. Love the accent comment. I mean.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 on the accent.
I always forget about my accent until I hear myself.
Oh, I never do.
I think you did. I don't think you know that I have an accent.
That's wishful thinking.
I think you hear the accent and all you can think of is it's Teresa. You don't think of like, oh, it's a foreigner talking. Everyone, all my friends, colleagues, everyone said it to me. Right. After a while, you stop hearing the accent and you start hearing the person.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So?
All right. And this person happens to have an
accent. So basically, I have no accent.
Right. Exactly. All right. That is the business. What do you say before we get into the meat of this recap? We do a little 90-day, by the way.
Let's hear it because I helped you a little bit.
Yes. This is one of Jalen and Went's favorite parts.
Ooh,
mine too. Of the podcast. All right. 90-day, by the way. By the way, number one, if Michael is scamming, Angela and Michael, okay? Mm-hmm. If Michael is scamming, he's the greatest scammer of all time.
Okay.
Okay. The other day, he set up a GoFundMe.
What?
So here's why I say he's the greatest scammer of all time. Because not only would he have scammed Angela and made it to the country, he's cashing in. And people are donating. He set a goal, $25,000.
Okay.
And in no time surpassed it.
What?
Yeah. So here's what he wrote. Hi, I'm Michael from TLC's TV show 90 Day Fiancé. I have been put in a situation once again due to Angela's actions where I unfortunately have to ask for help. Due to the recent legal filings for an annulment by Angela against me, I must seek legal advice. I've obtained an attorney, but the fees are expensive. There are time restraints and deadlines, so seeking pro bono help doesn't fit these circumstances. I have a legal battle to fight, and that fight will be expensive. The money that is being donated will be used to cover all legal expenses in connection with this annulment and any other legal matters I may have to deal with as a result of this annulment filing. I'm asking all my fans to help. Whatever you can give, I would deeply appreciate. I understand all of us are having hard times, and I hate to ask for others for money, but it seems like due to the legal actions brought against me, I have to ask. Thank you all, and God bless.
Well, good for Michael, I guess. I mean, she did file for an annulment.
True.
And good for him for getting more than he asked for. But yeah. I don't know if it was a spoiler or fake news, but I saw somewhere that he did win.
Won the case?
Yeah. But I said to one of our friends, I was like, I think this might be fake because I think it's just happening.
It seems like it's just happening. I mean, yeah. He set this up days ago. As I said, the goal was set for 25,000.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, he's at over 37,000.
Whoa.
So this just shows you, if nothing else, this shows you how much people hate Angela. I don't think they're donating to Michael. I think they're donating against Angela. Like, they hate her so much.
Well, if you are a 90 Day fan like us and like many, many of you, if not all of you, I mean, all of you for sure. If you're listening to us, you must be a fan.
Some people may hate listen.
True. But we all know that Angela's been abusing him on TV for years.
Yeah.
Years to come. And it's, yes, he did cheat a few times. He always like admitted to it.
Yeah.
Right? But what Angela does to him or has done to him has been way, way, way worse than Michael getting a BJ and Michael coming to the U.S. As though...
I would say an immigration scam is...
Listen, I am very much against immigration scams. I hate it. I think everyone should do the legal, the correct way. I do not support illegal immigration. However... Michael, I don't know if he truly scammed or if he had some high hope that things will be working out.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
True, because as Angela says, they would bang like 37 times in a week. Usually all these scammers like Usman or whatever, he's like putting pillow barriers between. He doesn't want to touch you. Like, Michael seemed into Angela. He was banging her real hard.
And that's why I don't know if he truly scammed her or if he was like, all right, let's see if our life in the U.S. can be something, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, Angela being Angela, it was nothing. It was awful. I think a lot of people feel for Michael. I think a lot of people are against illegal immigration and all these scammers. I think we all can agree on it. But I still am not sure if Michael truly scammed. And the PI found nothing on him, really.
Yeah. You're right. People do. I think they sympathize with Michael. One person donated $500.
Whoa.
Which is pretty heavy donation. And then with a lot of these donations are just like encouraging notes. You know how like on GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And like just a lot of people are like, you go, Michael. I support you. Get rid of Angela. Like, good luck. So he's getting a lot of love. Of course, she had to rebut. She went on TikTok and filmed the video. And she's like, did you see Michael made his goal? What is wrong with you, United States of America? I'm totally ashamed right now. Who makes a GoFundMe, makes $25,000 for legal fees when we have people out there who are posting to raise money for sick kids, sick moms, veterans? They don't get $25,000. Wake up, America. This is unacceptable.
Well, Angela thinks that everything is hers because she pays taxes.
True.
So
she needs to relax because it's this attitude that's causing everyone to side with Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just fade away and live your life.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's by the way number one. By the way number two.
Let's hear it.
Cryptic culty. Okay.
So you're not using any of my tips. All right. Let's hear cryptic culty.
Cryptic culty. Several days ago, Colt posted on Instagram. A photo of himself sitting, legs crossed in a living room, two cell phones on tripods pointed at him, and someone cropped out of frame sitting across from him.
Frame?
Like a picture, like out of frame. He's cut. They're cut off in the photo.
Okay.
He captioned it, "Somehow Culty returns."
Ooh.
So a lot of speculation. He's self-filming. Maybe that's a producer sitting across from him. What is he coming back for? Well, to thicken the plot, sometime between when I saw that and now, he replaced that photo with a Photoshopped version on those phones and had like Star Wars images. And he captioned it, "Somehow I'm watching Disney movies."
Okay.
So the speculation, which I share in, is that he's returning to 90 Day in some capacity. He posted that photo. He probably got his wrist slapped.
Mm.
He altered the photo, reposted it. But it seems like even after all the beef with TLC, he's going to make a triumphant return.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Him and Vanessa divorced.
Yeah.
Vanessa got a revenge bot. She looks like a completely different person.
Snatched?
So snatched. I think Colty might feel like, all right, well, I have nothing else going on for myself. Yeah. I might as well go back.
Yeah, so people are speculating, oh, it's the single life or something with Larissa because he said Colty, right? Mm-hmm. Colty returns. I think that's just a wink to 90 Day. I don't think that's, yes, Larissa named him Colty, but I think he just wears that as like a 90 Day badge.
For sure, because Larissa just got married to a right. completely different dude. Right. That could be Colt's cousin, by the way.
True, true. I think maybe a week or so ago, remember I mentioned that 90 Day house where they're...
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe it could be that. Or some people are speculating something boring like diaries, like 90 Day Diaries.
Yeah, I hope not. That was fun during COVID, but...
Yeah. Quarantined?
Yeah.
90 Day Quarantine. But either way, it looks like he's coming back. Looks like he spilled the beans a little too soon and he had to kind of pivot. But I think he's coming back and I'm holding out hope for a 90 Day House or some sort of spinoff like that. I think that could be interesting.
I can also, I could watch him. I mean, I don't love Colt, but it's been, we had a nice Colt break. So I'm down to watch him.
Maybe we quit him Colt Turkey, some would say.
Maybe he met another foreigner.
Oh, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
Larissa 2.0.
That's Jasmine.
Larissa 2.3.
All right. All right. Update your software. All right. That is 90 Day, by the way.
Yes, that was good.
Thanks. Should we get into it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after, question mark. Should we run it back?
Yeah.
All right. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after, question mark. The reason I stumbled through is because I was trying to count. I've lost count. What tell all is this? Four?
It's part four.
Part four. Things are getting heated in the hot tub.
Yes. That 90 Day Stew. It's in the hot tub.
What?
The 90 Day Stew.
That's the spinoff. 90 Day Stew.
Ooh. That hot tub looks so crowded.
90 Day Tea.
Ooh.
This is subtitle. It's boiling over.
It's just like people who have beef with each other in a hot tub.
You put them in the hot tub. You turn up the heat. And then you let them settle their business.
It's not the worst idea you've ever had.
You know what I heard? And I didn't fact check this, but what? I believe it. I heard there was these places, and maybe they're still around, where, you know, like those motels with the vibrating beds or the martini glass kind of like baths. And they're in the Poconos. They're for banging mainly.
Yeah.
There's places called like tubs. And you just rent a hot tub, like by the hour. And I think it's for people who just want to bang in a hot tub.
Bang in a hot tub? I thought there was like a nap that you could come to someone's house and use their pool or a hot tub.
That probably exists.
It's like the Airbnb of the pools and hot tubs.
Yeah, that probably exists. But there's just like, I am imagining a motel, but instead of rooms, it's just tubs. Yeah. And you go and rent it for the hour. How gross is that?
It's very gross.
Anyways, 90 Day Tea.
Yeah, I do love hot tubs, but I always... Question. Maybe we'll get a hot tub one day. Mm-hmm. I would take it over a pool.
Oh, I disagree. But
really?
Yeah. Because a hot tub is... A pool is an afternoon, right?
True.
A hot tub's 20 minutes.
That's a good point. Maybe I'll get a pool.
All right. So things are getting heated because apparently Rob was talking to some women. One of these women he asked out to lunch.
Apparently, but that was it. And Sophie is just freaking out, but she's been freaking out over this whole time. It's the whole thing that Rob is cheating. Like,
that is something to freak out. No guy wants to go to lunch with a girl if he's not trying to bang her.
But they didn't say when this happened.
He did say it was like a year or two ago, I think. I think it is old news.
Well, then that's not good.
Oh, it's not good at all. And his whole defense is... It was lunch, not dinner. Like, dinner's romantic. Lunch is lunch. There's literally a dating service called It's Just Lunch.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Because it's like, you know, it's casual, it's meat, it's just lunch, nothing too serious, and we'll see if there's any sparks.
Interesting. I thought it was now, like when they're on this break of Sheila's with Kay, that I was like, well, that's fine if he went to a lunch because she left him.
True. No, I think this was prior to that.
Mm.
I think this
was prior. Jasmine is like, okay, Rob, so what type of a girl are you attracted to? And Rob with the smooth answer, the one I'm married to.
Good answer.
Good answer,
Steve
but
Harvey,
not good enough. Not good enough for Sophie.
Let's go to the board. That is the number one answer you should respond with. Not good enough because Sophie's got receipts and knows she's not the type of woman that Rob tends to look at.
Because apparently he loves to look at photos of bodybuilders.
He loves those muscular women.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the muscular women. He says, though, no, I have photos of you on my phone, Sophie.
Well, probably not that many because the whole issue was that they were long distance, right? Sophie didn't really want to take sexy pictures and videos and send it, but that's what Rob wanted. And so if he wasn't getting it from Sophie, he was getting it from other IG girls. I'm not saying that's this true. Is good. It's not good. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense if Sophie doesn't want to do sex videos. Like, yeah, you don't. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, which I can't imagine she wouldn't want to do sex videos after getting sent a dildo.
Well, apparently she had a custom-made dildo formed based off of Rob's penis.
Yeah.
She did the video with that,
yeah.
But it wasn't good enough
Not
for Rob.
Good enough.
Not good enough. And that led to the whole debacle of where they're now. They banked 1.5 times in 2023.
Which Jasmine goes, oh, well, you're doing better than Gino and I. We haven't banked at all. Gino's masturbating to skinny Japanese women.
With no boobs, apparently.
The opposite of me, which...
Makes sense.
Why?
I feel like if your partner tells you things like Jasmine tells Gino, literally like, and I'm not a big Gino's fan, don't get me wrong. I do like our girl Jazz, but she's a little nuts. If you tell your partner that he's not sexy, he's this, he's that, right? Then he's going to start seeing you in a different way and he's going to look for the opposite of you. It was the opposite of you, someone with no boobs and no curves.
I understand and appreciate the theory. I'm having trouble believing Jasmine. Because last episode, she was telling us how he's masturbating to videos of his ex.
Yeah, maybe he just loves to masturbate.
Which, okay, no harm, no foul. But this is not what Jasmine's saying now. Jasmine's like, oh, he's masturbating to Japanese women with no boobs. It's like, what was the whole thing about his ex and masturbating to videos of his ex? Like,
maybe he has more. He has a library.
He probably does have a library.
He definitely has a library if they don't bang at all.
He's probably got a DVD collection.
For sure.
He seems old school like that. But it's hard to believe when the story keeps changing.
True. They leave the jacuzzi. That jacuzzi looked miserable. So many people on top of each other. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
They leave, but the conversation continues inside where Rob is trying to plead his case to all the ladies.
Yeah, and this got interesting for a second because Sophie claimed to have a voice note where Rob was asking a girl out to dinner.
But how would she have a voice note?
Because I think she, yeah.
The girl would need to record Rob, send it to Sophie, and then Sophie sending it to Claire. No one has this.
I'm sure there's like a wiretap app that you can install.
Yeah, but I'm saying
phone. That
girl would need to be in on it. That girl would need to take...
No. I'm saying there's probably an app. Like, you know how you wiretap phones.
Yeah.
There's probably an app. I could put an app on your phone, hit record, and it probably just records everything. And maybe she put it on his phone, recorded everything, and he sent this girl a note, and then it's like, boom, I have the note you sent.
But she was in England.
But the app, I'm making up this app. This could not even be true. So what do you think?
I think that maybe she saw some texts and stuff, or maybe they left each other voice messages on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't think she necessarily had it.
Oh.
And I don't think she sent it to Claire because she's like, I don't have it anymore, but my mom does. Mom, do you have it? You deleted it? Why would you delete it? Well, why would you delete it?
Yeah, if Claire had a voice note that proved Rob was cheating, it would be her ringtone.
And that's why I feel like I don't think there was a voicemail. I think she saw messages. Because honestly, what's the difference if you see a message, him asking her to lunch, or if it's a voicemail? It's equally bad.
It's equally as bad. You could have taken a screenshot of it.
There is really no point of this voicemail if she saw the text messages, which that would be easier to see. All you need to either grab his phone, or if she has logged into his IG, log into his IG, and that would make more sense to me.
It's easier to fake. Like, Sophie could have stole his phone and just texted someone and then be like, oh, look, you texted. It's like, I didn't do that. The voice is kind of ownable.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was anything there. It was like the whole, oh, you have a hoe phone. Where's your hoe phone?
True.
There was nothing there.
But he admitted to the whole lunch thing. So I think it's real. But Rob was like, you have no recording. And I almost feel like he knew there is no recording.
Yeah.
He admitted that it did happen. There was a talk of it.
Yeah.
So this kind of escalated. And you're right. The whole phone was Claire's idea. So maybe Claire put something in Sophie's head. And Sophie doesn't even know what's real and what's not anymore.
Hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Claire
is
out there posing as these muscly women. And slipping into entrapment, basically. Claire's these muscly women trying to get Rob to be like, hey, you want to go out to lunch?
I don't think she's that clever.
Oh, she would totally try to sabotage. And then be like, look at Sophie.
This is before Sophie moved to the U.S. I think she disliked Rob at that point, but it wasn't as real as it is now.
Maybe. Anyway, then Rob and Manuel just were having a little heart-to-heart. Manuel was siding with Rob, telling him he's a good guy and should get out of the relationship, be glad you don't have kids, and find the right woman and be happy.
Yes, because Manuel's like, there are problems in every marriage, which is true. Some are bigger, some are smaller. Great thing that Manuel actually is aware of that, because his marriage is one big problem.
We'll get there. Yeah.
But yeah. He was trying to connect. Like, Manuel was just there because of his lack of English.
Yeah.
He's relying on someone coming in and translating.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was it for the house and the hot tub, right?
Yeah.
So then we get the last day of the tell-all. Tell-all day 3.
Yes.
Everyone gets ready, goes to set, minus Angela and Michael, who are not there.
I thought it was still day 4.
They filmed
every day.
I know, but I think it's 3.
Is it?
I think that's what it said on the screen, but I could be wrong.
I can be wrong, too. I mean, classic.
Yeah. 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
Too many. Either way, too many. And so everyone gets to set. Sophie and Rob on us are still having issues, so Sophie doesn't want to sit with him on the little sofa, so they get chairs.
Yeah, and the boys are chatting, and Gino is telling Rob not to give up if he loves Sophie, because he's like, look at me and Jasmine, baby steps, which I think that whole thing is just a fake.
Which way?
Jasmine and Gino getting closer.
You think them getting closer is fake?
Yeah, like Jasmine coming in and giving him these big kisses, because they're going to explode on the part 5.
Oh, yeah?
And we all know that they're not doing too well.
I think
this was all just kind of orchestrated, because we'll get there. But yeah, they slept in the same bed, but with a freaking castle in between them,
made out of
pillows.
That's right.
That's not baby steps. That's, let's pretend.
That's a baby step, but you're right. There's still a big issue.
Yeah.
If you're putting a barrier.
So everyone's on set. Everyone but Angela and Michael for now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we get a little clarification on why Sophie and Rob aren't sitting together. Rob's bad mouthing Sophie, and so she doesn't want to sit next to him.
Which she sits next to him, just in a chair.
Exactly. And Patrick comes to Rob's defense, saying, I've been with this guy for days. I haven't heard him say one bad thing about you. So unless you forgive him, you guys are going nowhere.
Yeah. And that's what we learned, that Gina and Jasmine did share the bed would a pillow forge?
Fort?
Forge.
No.
Isn't forge was around castles?
Oh. Pigeon Forge, like the fun town in Tennessee.
Yeah.
A pillow fort.
Yeah.
Like the thing between. Oh.
So pigeon forge is not like a pigeon fence? Oh, large fence?
I don't know. I thought Pigeon Forge was a city. But
it is a city, but what's a forge? I thought forge is what's around castles, like these like tall walls. Forge.
Fort. And then moat is like a water.
Yeah, sometimes in Czech they have bears in there.
All right. Can we move on?
Oh, okay. So is it fort?
Yeah, pillow fort.
Pillow fort. Forge sounds better, but I'll go with the fort.
Yeah, I would if I were. I'm going to take back the set.
No. You can't because you don't know how to say nine, so.
True. I don't know how to say any number, really, other than the one I
looked up. Declare that I'm still the set.
Pretty getting there.
Declare.
You are.
Declare.
The set.
Can you declare something?
There is the set out of the set.
Okay,
when
good.
It comes to English. Okay, well, Rob and Sophie, they're still bickering while Jasmine's talking about their pillow forge or whatever you call it.
And then Jasmine says, Sophie said this morning, she declared that she wants to divorce you. So this is probably over.
Yeah. But
news to Rob.
Yeah. It bothered me when Liz said, oh, like I never, like when I walked away from Ed, Sophie needs to do the same. There was no shame when I left Ed. And it's like, what are you talking about? You cried. You told Ed you don't want to go on without him. Like you pleaded for him not to leave.
And those are two very different relationships.
I know, but she's like, oh, she needs to walk away. Like I walked away from Ed. It's like, what are you talking about, Liz? Roll the tape.
Yeah, Liz did walk away, but not voluntarily.
Liz was pushed away.
She was pushed away, correct.
And now she's trying to act like she was the one who ended things and had no shame in it. And
well, she knows she isn't. Maybe what she was trying to say came across in a wrong way.
I guess so. I just think she's trying to make herself look better.
Well, I think all the girls are Team Sophie, all the guys are Team Rob, right?
Yeah.
So she feels like, oh, Rob, by his actions, pushed Sophie away.
Yeah. So that was that. I mean, they weren't really trying to get into Rob and Sophie at that time. It just kind of bubbled up. They want to start with Lauren and Alexi.
Yes.
And the mommy makeover. And Lauren getting to see herself under the knife for the first time.
But like detailed.
Oh, I couldn't watch it this time. I haven't watched it once.
It doesn't bother me. It was a little blurred out too, but.
Lauren was crying. Like if that doesn't make you want to press pause on future surgeries, I don't know what will.
But she's crying. But she said, these are happy tears. I did it. I wanted it for so long. And listen, if she wanted it for so long, she got it. She did it. And I'm here for it. You should do whatever you want with your body. However, it was a difficult surgery. It was an elective surgery. She was under anesthesia, which can cause issues. And as Rob said, well, Alexi, if anything went wrong, Alexi could have ended up being a single dad of three.
Yeah, and Lauren's like, oh, I never thought about that. It's like, come on.
She did. And she admitted it was a little selfish. But at the same time, if she wanted to do something like this to make her feel better, I'm here for it. The issue is that with body dysmorphia, and she's going to say too, you're never going to be happy. So she did all this surgery, but she's not happy. And that's the issue.
Yeah, because body dysmorphia is a mental thing, not a physical thing.
It's a mental thing. I think, yes, it's great. She did it. She has three kids. Sure, you deserve it. But I think she should be seeing a psychologist on the side to really marry these two together so she can finally feel a little better about herself.
Yeah, because she's not. She was hoping for a little more va-va-voom, as she says. That's not what she got, according to her. And so Sean's like, stand up. Show us exactly what you did. And Lauren runs down the laundry list of a new belly button, the 360 lipo for my chin, my arms, my back, my thighs. And Sean's like, all right. That's quite the surgery.
Yeah. listen, her boobs are very small. So I'm surprised that they did. I guess she had no boobs before and I never looked at her.
Well, I don't think, and I don't know how much Alexi had input, but he was like, no, I don't want anything crazy.
No, but she wanted bigger boobs. So they put fat into her boobs. I think if she wanted bigger boobs, she needed to do a little more than just fat with the boobs.
Well,
as she was under.
Yeah, and that's what I think she's saying is it's settled a bit, maybe, and she's not.
Yeah.
They're not where she wanted them to be. Yeah,
so she wants bigger boobs and more definition.
So does Ashley. And she was like, yeah, you know, I want some new boobs. I'm trying to get Manuel on board. And Manuel's like, yeah, I support. You get the new boobs after you're the kids, and I'm good with that. Classic Manuel doesn't want Ashley to buy Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't spring for a venti latte, but he's okay with grande boobies.
But after the baby, because he's like, which makes zero sense, he's like, I don't want the two of us sucking on plastic. Well, you will be sucking on plastic regardless.
True. Did he say the two of us?
Yeah. Him and the baby.
I thought he said, I don't want the baby sucking on plastic. And then Sean was like, you talking about the baby or are you talking about?
And then he said the two of us.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Manuel needs to pick his bottles.
Yeah. Jasmine then speaks up and says she's actually considering a few retouches. Which just that word, using that word to talk about surgery really puts into clear focus what you're doing. And it's like you think you are not even human. Like you can't retouch a human body.
Correct. But I don't know. So I think Jasmine's plastic surgeries came out really well. Like, yes, she obviously has fake boobs, right?
She was going for that look and she achieved it. Yeah,
but her face and everything still looks natural.
Yeah.
Compared to Larissa and the Silva sisters and many, many others. But if she keeps going, she's going to start looking like Darcy and Stacey.
But bite your tongue. Darcy looked way better in person.
She did, but she had really good makeup on too.
The photos, she looks alien.
Well, because she puts filters on it. And I just saw a video she posted recently, like yesterday, with Stacey, them doing stuff at the beach, like dancing, shaking booties.
Yeah,
and it was like,
link.
No filter. Maybe they're getting shit because they don't need the filter. They have all the surgeries. They don't need a filter.
She looked stunning.
She did look really good, yeah.
We weren't even that drunk and we were like, damn, you look good, Darcy.
Yeah, she definitely did. But again, she does have a lot of surgeries, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell. And I think if Jasmine keeps going,
yeah,
she's going to end up looking a little unnatural. You don't even realize how many surgeries she's done. If you look at photos of Jasmine from first season she appeared on, she looks different, yet still good. But the surgery she's going for now is some... They're going to break her ribs.
And this is where I'm saying it's inhumane. Like when you're talking about, oh, I want to retouch.
She wants the Barbie waist.
You want a Barbie waist. You think of your life as like, oh, you're a photo in Photoshop and you're just retouching it and shrinking the waist. And it's like, you're a human being. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to break your ribs to shrink your, like, no. And that's the slippery slope I think people talk about with plastic surgery.
Also, where is she getting all the money for all this? Plastic surgery is expensive.
True.
She must be on Cameo or OnlyFans, one of these, to be making all this cash.
Yeah. So then Sean brings in Lauren's mom, who always had concerns, Marlene. I don't know if I ever knew her name was Marlene.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like a revelation to me. But Mother Marlene is still against elective surgery.
Yeah, and because she said, if your husband likes you the way you are, why would you want to change it? Which I don't agree with. I think you should do whatever you want to do, regardless of your husband liking or not liking the way you are. If he's not liking it, then he needs to move on. You do too.
Yeah.
If he's liking it, that's great. But if you have a need, you should fulfill it. However, I think what she did was a little drastic, and I don't think she thought of the consequences.
Yeah, well, I loved what mom said when Lauren said, oh, I'd think about doing my boobs again because I want bigger boobs. And mom's like, the results aren't guaranteed. You saw what happened your first time. You didn't get what you wanted. So why risk going under the knife a second time knowing you might not get what you want?
Yeah. And I don't think she will ever be happy. Like, Lauren strikes me as someone who will never be happy. And I think part of it is her body dysmorphia. I think she can get boobs like Jasmine.
Yeah.
If that's what she wanted. And she's going to find something wrong with them.
Well, here's the other part of it. And I agree with that part. But I think once you do the first surgery, then you start looking at everything as a possibility.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of look at myself in the mirror, whatever, and go, this is what I have. This is what I got to work with, right? Like, I can go to the gym and do that, but like, this is it. But if I went and I got a nose job or something, right? Or I put in veneers, then I would start going, oh, wait a minute. Everything could change for the price or for a certain, right? Like, once you do it once, you go like, oh, I actually do have the ability to make changes. And I think that's what Lauren is experiencing now. Hmm. And that's definitely what Jasmine's experiencing now. You do the boobs and the nose and this, and then you go, maybe I'll break my ribs. Maybe I'll break my ribs and have a smaller waist. Like, it's a domino effect.
Of course. And I feel like I'm too cheap to make myself look sexier. I'll be hitting the gym. Sure, I'll do that. I feel like I would do boobs.
Okay.
I think I would do boobs.
Okay.
But I think that would be it. Everything else, I'm like, take me on a vacation instead of thinner waist.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was basically it for Mother Marlene. They kind of touch on Alex saying he doesn't love the idea of Lauren going back to work. She needs to be a mom, a stay-at-home mom.
But they only played the bad clip. Yeah, he looked bad in that clip. But there is the next morning where he apologizes and says, of course I support you. Yeah. He kind of explains that he didn't understand how a cheerleader, it's just, guy doesn't want to be called a cheerleader, I guess, especially someone who's foreign, doesn't fully understand.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and he says, it sounded bad, I admit it.
She does want bigger pom-poms, though.
She does. But, I mean, they're good. They've been together for 10 years. They have 3 kids. Apparently, she has a baby fever, so there might be more.
I don't think there's going to be. Alexi doesn't want one. Lauren does say she has baby fever, but I don't think they're going to.
I don't know if, like, if you go under the knife and you get all these, they tighten you up, can the belly even grow? If it does, it's going to mess it all up.
True. I don't know.
I don't know. Not a specialist here.
No. But that's it for Lauren and Alexi. Everyone takes a break, and I think we should too.
All right.
I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be like Angela and Michael. Okay? They're coming back. All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
How are things, Teresa?
Things are good. How are things with you?
Good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Right. Let's get back on set because we have Angela and Michael joining us. It pisses me off that Angela thinks, not that only she thinks she pays taxes, she owns everything. She also thinks she is the celebrity that just can come whenever she wants.
Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive into this because I already had my by the ways, but apparently there's a petition, which is probably the 19th petition
there in last year. So many petitions
to get Angela off 90 day.
I think she will be. I think if Michael wins this whole annulment thing,
true,
like
there's no more story for them.
No more story. There is story for Michael. I don't think people want to see Angela trying to date and abuse a new man.
I don't know. As you say, that sounds pretty good leaving your lips. there's murmurs, not mermaid whispers. But
I'm glad you always clarify because I always get a little excited.
Just speculation of Skyla being on The Single Life.
Nah.
Please, no.
Why? No, Skyla. Skyla is just take care of her 15 kids.
Yeah, I'm over Skyla before it even started.
Yeah, no.
I'd be more interested in seeing Angela, but it's
because Skyla, besides the fact that Angela's her mom, Skyla's normal.
She's
never done anything. She's there, takes care of the kids. She sides with Angela because it's her mama, but she's not like a crazy person or anything. She doesn't bring any drama.
I don't know if that's true. I think if it was the Skyla show, we may see a different side of Skyla. Maybe.
I would be down if she dated another 90-dayer. Like Colt.
Oh, all right. Careful what you wish for. So, all right. Angela's back in tears, says she's broken, but I'm here for the ladies. I'm here to support the ladies.
And Sean is like, you could have stayed away.
I'm here for Sean and the ladies. Yeah. I was glad Kobe spoke up and was like, you're so disrespectful. You've always disrespected your husband in public. So much so a fly can't even respect them.
Yeah. And Angela turns it like against Michael saying, why don't you ever take my side? Why don't you ever defend me? And so Michael is like, Kobe, please. Kobe, please, Kobe.
Such a half-assed defense.
And it sucks because I don't think Michael won. I think Michael loves to hear that Kobe's on his side because it's true.
She's always
abused him.
Everyone's on Michael's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean's like, well, Angela, I don't know. You missed the part where the PI said Michael did nothing wrong. He's not cheating on you. He didn't find anything. Doesn't that make you feel better? And she's like, well, he only had a couple weeks and who knows what social media Michael has behind my back.
Yeah. Jasmine's like, this is your chance to have a clean slate or move on.
Move on.
Please move on.
Please.
I know that Michael didn't move on. He ran on.
He ran away.
He ran away.
Living his best life right now. 37,000 in the bank.
Ooh.
Good for him. Good for him. All right. Then we move on to Ashley Emmanuel.
On the scale of 1 to 10, how's your English, Emmanuel?
Uno. Like, it's funny, but it's sad.
It
because,
is.
Because, as you said,
He
does nothing. He's been here a year.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. Ashley says that the way he learns English is that he puts his earbuds in and falls asleep.
Now, I will defend him there because not that I've ever done it, but I've heard when I was a child that you can learn subconsciously. Like you can put things on and fall asleep and you'll learn them.
It works if you want to stop smoking or something, but I don't think you can just subconsciously learn English.
I don't think you can become bilingual in your sleep.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Well, that's how Manuel is playing the game.
And maybe in his defense, he puts the ear pods on and is actively listening, but then just happens to fall asleep.
Well, then don't. Then have a book too, exercise book or something. Everyone keeps calling him lazy.
Yeah.
Because, and Thais, someone who actually did it, says, well, I did it because I wanted to learn, so I went to school.
Yeah, I was siding with Big Perv. I agree with what he said when he told Manuel, you'd actually be more valuable.
Oh, yeah.
In the workforce. Like, that's a great point.
Especially someone who speaks English and Spanish.
Right.
Like, I speak English and Czech. Well, no one really cares about the Czech side besides it's cool. But
right.
I don't use the language because there is not a big Czech market in the U.S. There's zero, right?
Right.
But Spanish is the second language in the U.S.
That's it. You are so valuable.
Yeah.
And so I was glad Perv brought that up because it's just one more reason to buckle down and learn because not only can you get a job, you can probably get a higher paying job because you know both languages.
Yeah. I think Manuel is kind of counting on a final construction job. I think that's what he did before.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys like speak Spanish or both languages, right?
Yeah.
So
he
just thinks he's going to blend in. And I know there are some Czechs living in Queens who do the same thing. I think there's like some guy owns a Czech construction firm.
Mm-hmm.
They all speak Czech and know English because they can speak Czech with each other.
Yeah.
But that's not how you can grow.
Well, the other question is he not learning English because he does actually have plans to return to Ecuador? Like, that's what I think. I go, why put in the effort if he's just here to cash in as much as he can from Ashley and then just return?
I don't think he's going to return. I think he threatens, but I don't think he's going to. And even if he did, he would still be more valuable speaking the languages.
True. Jasmine says it's not lazy, it's fear. And maybe there's like a little bit of that. Maybe there's 10%.
Fear of what? Your home, learning English.
Fear of not being able to. Like, that doesn't keep me from learning Czech, but I definitely, before I do a Duolingo course or try to speak Czech, there is that moment of like, what if I can't? Like, what if I never will be able to do this?
You might never be able to write a book in Czech, but I think you can learn to the point that you can have conversations with people.
I think so. And that's what
I'm
saying.
Same with Manuel's English. Maybe he will never become an English teacher, but I think he can learn enough to have a conversation, even if it's a broken English, right?
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And everyone basically just says, Ashley, you need to stop translating.
Yeah.
There is no need for him to learn English because you continually translate for
him.
And
Manuel agrees with that.
Yeah, yeah. And then we move on from the English issue to the money issue.
And we have Jasmine and Cece joining, the cousin and the sister.
Yeah. And there's some speculation. They wonder, what's going on with the money? Are you stashing it away? Do you have some ulterior motive? Is it a safety net if things don't work out?
So Sean asks the question, Manuel, are you a money hoarder?
Mm-hmm.
Hoarder.
Hoarder.
Wow. He is, but this is how he does it. Ashley gives him $50. He goes to the store. He spends $30. He gives her $10 back and he pockets $10.
Yeah.
Which is literally stealing from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's stealing from your wife. If she sends you to the store, you make zero contribution because you don't speak the language, you can't work. Then if she sends you to the store, which I assume buying food for yourself as well.
Right.
If you don't give her all the change back, then you're stealing from her.
I don't know if I would classify it as stealing.
So what is it? It's stealing.
But I subscribe to the idea that if you're married, it's all of your money.
So right? Exactly, it's all of your money. Why don't you give her all the money back?
Right, but I don't know that it's stealing. And not to put it on Ashley, but I would go after the second or third time, really? every time you go to the store, it's the exact amount I gave you. There's no change. Like, why is Ashley not asking, oh, where's the change?
Well, I think he gives her a little bit back.
Oh.
So let's say if he spends 30, he gives her 10 back and he keeps 10.
Smart. Well, he likes to collect coins. So that's
apparently, it's becoming an issue.
It's a big thing for him. The issue I had was when Manuel goes, well, she's just jealous that I have more money saved than she does. What are you talking about? You've saved her money.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't make your own money and save it, and she made her money and saved it. You're just taking her money and saving it.
Yeah. And Ashley just brings up the fact that they've been married and she's not included in his life at all. She knows nothing about his kids, nothing about a baby mama. She knows nothing.
Yeah.
And Manuel keeps saying, well, you know, all the money goes for the kids. You said you're going to help me. But Ashley brings up a point, a good point that we've heard many times, that he said, I help everyone. It's all my family. I send money to everyone. Mm-hmm. So now you're saying you send money to the kids. No, you send money to your second cousin if they need something.
Yeah. No, he's definitely talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah, because listen, I get it. It's your kids. You want to support your kids. I can understand parents too. But supporting everyone else?
I mean, it's a nice thing to do if you can do it. But you should be doing it with your own money. You shouldn't be taking someone else's money who potentially needs that money and just giving it away to other people who need
Which brings us to the next issue they have. And it's the fact that he still doesn't have his paperwork done. Not even the work permit. And the reason why is because Ashley just recently applied for the green card.
Yes, bitch is busy, as she says.
Bitch is busy. And, well, I get it. If she's the one doing everything and Manuel sits at home with earbuds falling asleep while learning English, that's great. But let's say, yes, you do get the work permit within 2 or 3 months. That part is quick.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do? He doesn't speak the language. He's going to have a hard time applying for a job or finding a job if he doesn't speak the language.
Yeah, and Ashley's a little bit backwards on this, saying, well, maybe when he gets his work permit, he'll be more motivated. But to your point, you should be ready to hit the ground running.
Absolutely.
When you get the work
permit. And don't count on the fact that, oh, you'll find a job where they're just Spanish speakers. No.
No, right. Be prepared. Have the best chances of securing a job. Learn English now.
Yeah, and the same thing is with, like, you'll need a driver's license.
True.
And, all right, you can do it in Spanish, but you should do it in English.
True.
I know it because when I took my driver's license that's here in the U.S., they asked Spanish or English. Mm-hmm. So I was like, English. And I failed the first time because it was after 3 months of me being here. And I didn't understand half of the questions, the words. Mm. So I told them and they said, oh, you should have said it as a foreigner. You can bring a dictionary.
Oh.
So the next time I came back, because I studied all the questions, it's just the words kind of got away from me. So I came back in a week, brought my own dictionary. They looked at it to make sure I don't have any notes. And then I passed because I could look up the words.
Nice.
But he can do it in Spanish.
Nice.
But that doesn't mean that he can only rely on Spanish.
Did I ever tell you I failed my permit test?
You did?
Yeah.
I passed my one in Czech for the first time. Failed the one in America, but because of my English. Why did you fail?
I don't know. I guess I just choked under pressure.
Did you have to do a driving test too?
No. So for permit, it was just...
Yeah, I only did the written one too because...
And it was... Hindsight, don't have everyone over to celebrate your birthday the day you're taking your permit test, because it's awkward walking into your house and everyone's like, happy birthday. And you're like, yeah, I failed my permit test. I'm a moron.
Well, you're 16.
I don't know. I think
that's
maybe,
permit.
I know. No? Was it 15? Can you get your, whatever it was, the day I, like, on my birthday, I went to go get it, failed it.
Oh boy.
Came back. It was very uncomfortable and embarrassing. And then I went to go get my driver's license. I've eventually passed. Went to go get my driver's license. And that was a walk of shame moment because I did the math of when I could get my driver's license based on had I passed my permit test the first time, but I didn't. So I was like a week early. And they're like, you have to come back. There needs to be like 3 months between whatever your permit.
Oh, my poor Jonathan.
Yeah, it was rough.
The Czech driving test is ridiculous. Like, you have to study so many freaking questions. So there is one part. The first part is you go for a written test, right? So you do A, B, C, D test.
Yeah.
Then you drive around for an hour and they keep telling you left, right, blah, 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 which that was my big issue because I'm confused with left and right. It's a thing. But my instructor wrote it on my hands, just the letters.
Cheating.
And so the third part was that you go in with the instructor, well, with the guy who's testing you. I got the worst guy ever. He had like a really crazy reputation, so I was freaking out. You pick two questions and each you need to talk about for 10 to 15 minutes.
What?
It's about the car.
You're doing like an oral report?
Yeah, so I think I picked like how to change oil, how to change light bulbs, mm-hmm. and then something else. And then you go outside, he opens the freaking car, you have to show it to him.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I passed.
Nice.
And so I got a bottle of tequila from my dad.
That's exactly what you want when you get your license.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My dad, everyone thought I'm going to fail because of the left and right. Because
yeah.
That was my huge issue and I was like really, really having a hard time with it. And the instructor was like, you're going to make one wrong turn and then they're going to fail you. The mm-hmm. second he tells you go left and you go right, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
Nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right. So what's taking Ashley so long? Why can't she file this paper? What's she busy doing? She's at the gym apparently for 4 hours a day.
I don't understand how she can do it, but she lost 100 pounds by herself. Good for her.
Good for her. But 4 hours, as Patrick says, is too long.
How long?
If you're at the gym for over 2 hours, you're there too long.
What do you do for 4 hours?
Unless you do double sessions, like if you go in the morning and do weights and then go at night and do cardio or something. But a 4 hour straight session, that's just diminishing returns.
Yeah.
After your third hour, there's no way you're being very productive.
No.
So Ashley's sister wanted to help. She sent Manuel an agency that could help him get his papers done because she knew Ashley was overwhelmed. Ashley was not pleased.
No. So she ended up getting a lawyer for him.
Yeah.
Which, okay, we always talk about it. The first green card is hard. There's a lot of paperwork. If you mess up, it sucks. I think it was a little more crucial for you and I because I was here on a work visa. So if we messed up, I would have a gap that I would lose my job because I would be sitting around, right?
Mm-hmm.
We needed my thing to continue.
Yeah.
So we were under a little more pressure. These guys, I was just waiting. So I get it. You can wait a little longer. But getting a lawyer is a good idea. But if Ashley is short on cash, she could have done it herself. She could have tried.
Yeah, maybe cut those gym sessions in half for a week and
for
figure
sure.
it out. Yeah. Manuel starts crying. And he says, the only thing I ask Ashley to help me with are the kids, right? I can't work, so I ask her to help, and all she does is go to the gym.
Yeah, and Patrick is on Manuel's side because he says, Ashley, I had to do all of this by myself too, but I don't talk about it.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's paperwork. Like, you just weren't motivated enough to do it, which I can understand. Your relationship is terrible. Like, there probably is something that if you were to go and sit down and start filling out that paperwork, you'd be questioning, why am I doing this? My relationship is terrible.
Probably.
So I can get the hesitation.
Probably. But next thing we see, yet another issue they have, clearly they just have issues, is the clip of Manuel's birthday party when he talks about his debt in Ecuador.
Yeah, the post-nom, the $100,000 student loan debt, Manuel's debt. And Sean's like, did you guys talk about finances before you got married?
They did not.
Ashley's just like, nope.
But Manuel says, well, I only have $3,000 debt in Ecuador, which I'm sure it's a lot in Ecuador. Ashley has $100,000 in here. But then he says, well, she doesn't want to help me with my debt. Well, you don't want to help her with hers.
Well, his defense is she knew about my debt. She knew what she was getting herself into. I have kids and she knows I need to help those kids. I didn't know about this $100,000 student loan.
Which, again, student loans are unfortunately, very common in the U.S.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
They clearly didn't talk before they got married about the big stuff.
And that's what it comes down to, is there's zero communication.
Yeah.
zero communication here. Manuel is a broken record when he says, well, she doesn't ask me, so I don't tell her. It's like, you should volunteer some information on your own. You don't know what you don't know. So she doesn't know necessarily what to ask. You have to, hey, if you have things to share, you should share.
Exactly.
Right? And so Sean goes, Manuel, we saw you threaten to leave the marriage if Ashley stopped giving you money. Have you decided to stay in this marriage regardless? And Manuel says, well, if I'm gonna be stuck, I'd rather be in Ecuador. Like, I can work there. He doesn't want to just sit around America.
Well, he could have been learning English, but Jasmine asked the question if he's willing to put up the work for the relationship. If he's like willing to just suck it up and do what he can to make the marriage work. And he says, maybe.
That answer shows me he does not love Ashley.
Yeah.
He loves the money and maybe the opportunity that
the coins that America
presents. Because if you were in it for Ashley, well, Ashley's not a variable. She's there.
Yeah.
So your answer would be, yes, I'm committed to making this marriage work. The variable is the money. The variable is the opportunity. Will it be there? Will it not be there? And that's why he says maybe. Because he's not in Rochester, New York for Ashley.
No.
And that's where it ends.
That's the tell all.
That's a wrap on the tell. They told a lot.
They did.
Did they tell it all? I don't know.
I think they will tell more.
There's one more part somehow, some way.
Yeah. But we see the cast eating and discussing the green card afterwards. And we see Sophie wearing Rob's blazer.
And we see Jasmine.
They good.
We see Jasmine wearing a plant.
Yeah. I'm sure it's very cold on that set. Because what's her name? Liz was having a towel wrapped around her.
Yeah, you keep it cool. All the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
All the camera equipment, you got to keep cool.
But after they're done discussing the green card, they're discussing Alexi and Lauren. And here's where we learn that Thais does not like Lauren.
Yeah.
She thinks she's fake. And it comes down to the pillow talk.
Everyone agreed or felt that Lauren and Alexi didn't get enough shit. Like, they didn't go hard enough at Lauren and Alexi. And
but the cast could have.
That's what I was just going to say. Is there's only so much on Sean.
Yeah.
Like, Sean's going to ask the question she wants answered. She's not going to know about personal beef from Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
If you have an issue with something, I don't think Sean's watching Pillow Talk.
No.
So if you have an issue with something that Lauren said on Pillow Talk, you should bring it up on set.
Well, we saw a snippet and maybe Thais didn't like that Lauren was siding with John, saying he's the best, he's the most fun. I'm sure there was more to it, and we don't watch Pillow Talk because it's like we do Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is our Pillow Talk, so.
Yeah, we should do it in bed.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe. Patreon.
We don't watch it, but that was the snippet. And so Lauren and Alexi are leaving. They have the luggage, and everyone's like, where are you going?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. They have three kids. Alexi needs to go back to work. I get it.
Yeah, they were already there for a couple nights. Angela and Michael were not at the mansion for a couple nights.
But the way Lauren leaves rubs me the wrong way. And I'm not the biggest Lauren fan. I don't dislike her entirely, but she does insist things that I'm like, come on. I do like Alexi a lot. But Lauren, she keeps leaving. She hugs people. She's like, oh, okay. Another half-ass hug. Mm-hmm, nice. Love you all. Love you. I got two half-ass hugs. Love you. That's so fake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fake that I would be like, well, then.
Well, that wasn't fake. That was real. She was being real, but sarcastic. She was like, oh, half-ass hug. Like, that was real. And she had an issue and she kind of made it known. And so he's like, well, yeah. We're giving you these half-assed hugs because you're leaving after your segment. Everyone has to deal with their issues. You're kind of running away from them.
And Thais was like, you think you're better than us? I wish there was more. And I have a feeling they're just going to leave.
Well, Lauren sits down. It's like, I have 10 minutes. Say what you want to my face.
Ooh, so maybe it will continue.
Yeah, because that's where it ended. It was like her sitting down going, like, say it to my face.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know how you're going to fill 2 hours. Lauren's only got 10 minutes, so I don't know what's to come. If it's going to be, I should have checked the schedule, but like an abridged, the final part, and then there's sort of a sneak peek of the upcoming season.
We'll
like,
see.
Really, 2 hours of the house? How many people can we fit in this hot tub? How interesting can this get?
We'll see. I think it's going to be spicy.
All right. All right. Well, that's part four.
Woohoo.
Okay. Part four.
One for the books.
It was one for the books. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
And we'll see what part five has in store. Only your guess is as good as mine. So that is that. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, you can do that over at Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MaryTheReality, MaryTheReality.supercast.com. We're talking 90 Day The Other Way. It's ad-free on the Family Affair level. There's video. There's a monthly bonus. It's a good time. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at MaryTheRealityPod. You can message us there. Share your thoughts.
Yes.
A little tell-all of our own.
I love it.
Okay. Also, make sure you're following the podcast. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review we got from our friend
Jaylen and Want.
Thank you, Jaylen. Well, this is a beautiful, beautiful review.
Beautiful review. Thank you so much. If you haven't left the review, please do. We love a little love. And if you leave a 5-star review, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Correct.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
You said so much.
You too.
Oh. Hmm. We told all.
We told all.
All right. All we could. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.